This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ethiopia declared a six-month state of emergency on Tuesday after forces from the northern region of Tigray said they were gaining territory and considering marching on the capital, Addis Ababa. The announcement came 2 days after Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed urged citizens to take up arms to defend themselves against the Tigray People's Liberation Front. Earlier on Tuesday, authorities in Addis Ababa told residents to register their arms and prepare to defend their neighborhoods. The state of emergency was imposed with immediate effect after the TPLF claimed to have captured several towns in recent days and said it might march on all the way to the capital. Also on Tuesday, U.S. President Joe Biden's administration accused Ethiopia of, quote, gross violations of internationally recognized human rights and said it planned to remove the country from a trade agreement which gives it duty-free access to the United States. Ethiopia's trade ministry said it was, quote, extremely disappointed by the U.S. move and called for a reversal by January. Chilean officials said on Tuesday a freight train in southern Chile was derailed and some of its cargo units burned by unknown assailants on Tuesday amid tensions between state and local indigenous groups demanding the return of ancestral lands. The attack on the train happened in an area of Chile which has been under a state of emergency due to the conflict. Images of the derailed and still smoking wagon circulated on social media and local TV. A government official called it an act of terrorism. The area is home to groups of communities that are reclaiming lands that have been turned over to companies in the forestry sector. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Dozens of countries on Tuesday joined a United States and European Union pledge to cut emissions of methane, a potent greenhouse gas, by at least 30% this decade in a major commitment for climate action. The initiative, which experts say could have a powerful short-term impact on global heating, followed an announcement earlier Tuesday at the COP26 climate summit in Glasgow, in which more than 100 nations agreed to end deforestation by 2030. U.S. President Joe Biden called the pledge, which has so far been signed by nearly 100 nations, a, quote, game-changing commitment that covered countries responsible for around half of global methane emissions. European Commission head Ursula von der Leyen said that the methane cut would, quote, immediately slow down climate change. Heads of state and government are gathered in Glasgow for a two-day high-level summit that Britain is hoping will kickstart an ambitious climate action during the two-week COP26. The Taliban announced a complete ban on the use of foreign currency in Afghanistan on Tuesday, a move sure to cause further disruption to an economy pushed to the brink of collapse by the abrupt withdrawal of international support. The surprise move came hours after at least 25 people were killed and more than 50 wounded when gunmen attacked Afghanistan's biggest military hospital after two heavy explosions at the site in central Kabul. The use of U.S. dollars is widespread in Afghanistan's markets, while border areas use the currency of neighboring countries such as Pakistan for trade. The Taliban government is pressing for the release of billions of dollars of central bank reserves as the drought-stricken nation faces a cash crunch, mass starvation, and a new migration crisis. And Yahoo said it had stopped allowing its services to be accessible from mainland China, quote, in recognition of the increasingly challenging business and legal environment. It's the second Western tech brand to quit the country in recent weeks. The company stopped providing content for users in mainland China as of November 1st, according to a statement published on its website. Local Chinese media reported Yahoo's move on Tuesday. Yahoo's move follows that of Microsoft, which pulled the plug on LinkedIn in China last month, marking the retreat of the last major U.S.-owned social network in China. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.